Who was Pelagius? On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to look at the life of an early church figure named Pelagius. Pelagius was an Irish monk. He is known as being an ascetic. And this asceticism was very popular in the early church, and Pelagius was one of the significant figures of it. He was from Ireland and from that area in the UK, but he had a great reputation, was known significantly throughout the Roman Empire, and known especially in Rome. By the 410s, we find Pelagius in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, and from there he continues to exert his influence. We need to understand Pelagius's teachings because these had a huge impact in his own day, but had an impact through the centuries of the church and even right down to our own day. Pelagius was concerned with the question of how we can be moral and of our own morality and of our own accomplishing of righteousness. This caused him to rethink, as it were, the relationship between us and Adam. And so as Pelagius looked at that, he began to see that Adam's sin and what Adam did not have a direct impact on us. In fact, the better way, this is according to Pelagius, the better way to think of it is Adam is simply an example to us. That means that you and I are not born in sin or born with a sinful nature, but that, according to Pelagius, we are born neutral. In fact, Pelagius wants to go a step further and say that we have the moral ability to do what is right and to live a holy life. We have a free will. We can choose to serve God. We can choose to love God. We can choose to turn to God. Pelagius denied the teaching of predestination and denied the teaching of original sin. Well, if you remember your dates here in church history, we are in the 400s, 410s. This is the time of Augustine. So these teachings of Pelagius are not going to escape our friend Augustine. And through much of the 410s, Augustine is going to focus his writings on repudiating these ideas of Pelagius. For Augustine, as he looked at this, this had everything to do with the gospel. Who we are, whether we are sinful or not, whether we have moral ability or not, whether God predestines us or not, these are all questions that as Augustine looked at this problem and looked at this situation, he saw these as getting right to the heart of the gospel. So Augustine spent much time in the 410s writing against Pelagius. All this came to a head in 418 at the Council of Carthage. And there at the Council of Carthage, the council, under the direction of Augustine and following his writings, condemned Pelagius, condemned Pelagius's followers, and instead asserted the doctrine of original sin and stressed God's grace to bring us to himself and to enable us to live a holy life and a life that is righteous and acceptable to him. Well, as you can imagine, while Pelagius was condemned, his teachings lived on. And so again, in 431 at the Council of Ephesus, Pelagius and his teachings were condemned. But that wasn't enough. And so through the end of the 400s and early 500s, there were many in the church that were trying to pick up and resuscitate Pelagius's teachings and were his followers. And so at the Council of Orange in 529, again, Pelagius was condemned. But that did not stop Pelagianism as it continues and even continues right up to our day. What is at stake here? I think Augustine is right. The gospel is at stake. And a text that speaks right to this is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. It is impossible to fit Pelagius's view with a plain reading of Romans 5, 12 to 21. So who was Pelagius? Well, according to the early church, he was a heretic. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we close out today, let me just share a few words with you that are actually a prayer from Anselm, that medieval theologian. He prayed, "Come then, Lord my God, teach my heart where and how to seek you, where and how to find you."